Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The, internal term that's being thrown around for what the Penguins are doing, it's not rebuild, it's retool, is what they're calling it. This is a retool.
Corporate buzzwords, run amok.
Chris, I had an epiphany after the show ended yesterday.
Never a good time to have an epiphany, is it? I always feel bad when the best thoughts come into my brain at 6:05.
The Penguins have turned into the Pirates.
Well, you can just take this segment, because I was going to say that same thing.
Were you really?
Well, specifically hearing him talk about Kevin Hayes there made me feel like that's the way you've heard both Huntington and Charrington when they try to make like a value, a low-risk, potential middling reward guy. Like a Rowdy Tellez this offseason, right? When it could have been somebody else.
Or a Michael A. Taylor.
Sure, that's how you hear them talk about players that they think they can get more out of, but they are tacitly admitting are low cost for a reason.
Tell me that this description of the Penguins by Josh Yowie does not fit the other team that's about to play a few hours from now at PNC Park. On the Penguins, Yowie, this team isn't close to being a contender. The Penguins won't be terrible, but they probably won't be a playoff team. So they're not good. They're not bad. They're in between.
They're just there.
I mean, honestly, all of our teams are in the same boat.
The Steelers.
All of our teams are a Spider-Man meme pointing at each other, where everyone who covers the three respective sports says of each of our teams, yeah, this team doesn't suck, but they all have major warts or weaknesses that keep people from bundling them in or putting them among teams that actually have a chance of winning a championship. The only team, honestly, the team that has the closest, shot at that, if you trust what people outside of Pittsburgh say, is the Pirates, just because they're pitching in a short series. But we obviously know that they're not all in. They've got one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. Just like the Penguins, all they did was sign guys to one-year deals. Every single one of our teams is trying this floating balloons, trial balloons out there, or throwing horse manure at a wall and seeing what sticks, and all trying really the same strategy, which is let's do low risk, high reward. Steelers quarterbacks, low risk, high reward. Penguins free agent moves, low risk, high reward.
Oh, no, there's not. Where's the high reward there? The Steelers at least got a guy in Fields who was picked high.
Anthony Beauvillier, can he go back to what he was with the Islanders?
Which was an 18-goal scorer. Is that a high reward?
Blake Lizotte, he was in his mid-20s and has been playing for the Kings for a long time.
Cool.
Low. Kevin Hayes, what he did with the Rangers and Flyers. Low risk, high reward.
I would say the high reward potential there is almost nil. The Steelers are clearly ahead of these two teams for one reason. They play in a single elimination playoff format.
And it is
something in a sport where the injuries always have a ton to do with who goes furthest.
So they need Patrick Mahomes to get Tanya Harding in a game or something like that. The equivalent of getting a lead pipe to the knee by
Tom
an
Brady
NFL defensive lineman. Yes.
Tom Brady in 2008.
They need Bernard Pollard to pop up.
Did Joe Burrow's injury not affect dramatically the AFC North last year?
Yes, but I think in this case we would need how many star quarterbacks to get hurt?
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert.
Yes,
we missing any?
Aaron Rodgers. We need like seven guys to get injured.
But at least in a one game scenario, you can trick yourself into thinking maybe my team has a shot. Like, you could go back revisionist history and say, well, if the Steelers don't play the worst first quarter ever against the Bills, man, who knows what happens, or if they get a stop here or there. The Penguins are a team that's trying to build themselves like to be sort of half-assed, maybe good, maybe we're going to be okay, maybe we're going to be retooling, in a sport where you saw it proven. It can be random in the playoffs, but the playoffs are a two-month slog. And you usually, more often than not, have to have a really good team or a goalie go just so out of his mind it almost defies belief. They're not close to the first part of that, and they definitely don't have the goalie right now on their roster that's proven he can do the second part.
Like, Nedeljkovic might have done that late last year. He almost got them to the playoffs, but ultimately came up short. And really, last year was the exception to the rule where none of these teams came out of nowhere and went on a run. It was two of the best teams in hockey that ended up playing in the Stanley Cup final. Yeah, so that was the epiphany. Just the Penguins are doing things that the Pirates have done. Let's not do anything nutty. Let's not do anything big and bold. Let's just take little shots on guys and see if any of them work. Another line from Yoey. I don't know if this was meant to be funny or if he really meant to say this. If he did, either way, it's sad. Quote, I don't recall seeing a roster that showcased more quality fourth line centers than the Penguins' current lineup.
Definitely trying to make a joke. That's 100% a joke. That's what they have. They have a
plethora of guys that, hey, if you need someone to come out and take a defensive zone playoff, defensive zone faceoff with 3 minutes left, we're flush with that. The problem is we're probably down three goals in that situation.
Was anyone out here?
We've got fourth line centers out the ass.
Was anyone out here expecting differently here, I guess? Were you? You said you had an epiphany, which suggests it was like something that hit you all at once that hadn't hit you before. I mean, it felt like it was trending this way in general.
Hold on a second, though. There were legitimately some Penguins fans who, since the season ended in April, which is a long-ass time ago, who thought that they might move money around enough to entice Jake Guentzel to come back.
Which was going to get them where?
Well, even
where were they when they traded Jake Guentzel in the standings?
They were a team that wasn't good enough to make the playoffs, exactly.
So that's a mass delusion here. Getting Jake Guentzel back was going to make you what exactly?
Well, I'll give you another
one. They were better after they traded him.
I know, but I'll give you another one. How about you rid yourself of Tristan Jarry so at least you have the unknown in net? You have a chance where you have an opportunity for Blomqvist. He could be your answer. If not, you're not stuck with a guy who you don't believe in, who's under contract for another 4 years. Starkey said it on the Showdown last week. He thought for sure that they were going to be able to find a taker for him. There were absolutely not only fans, but media who thought. Elliot Friedman pointed out that Jarry was in trade talks. What I heard was they offered him up to every team just about that needed a goalie, and no one wanted to take on 4 years. It's interesting sometimes how some fans like to make fun of other fans for not knowing enough. And what I mean by that is they'll say, well, I'll trust the Penguins on this, or I'll trust the Steelers, or I'll trust the Pirates. They know more than you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that don't hate Tristan Jarry said 5 years is a long time.
Correct.
For a guy with that kind of resume. And those fans were right. And now the Penguins agree, and definitely the entire league agrees.
Yeah, the problem is the Penguins were the only team that didn't agree with that at first, and now when you're trying to move them, you're trying to move them to a bunch of teams that you find out knew about that a long time ago.
If it were up for a fan vote, there's no way he would have gotten that contract.
Correct. No, they
literally, we could have done a better job with the Penguins goalie situation than Kyle Dubas.
Correct.
That's not hyperbole, or that's not talk show shtick. That is legitimate. And
unless we were put in the position Dubas may have been put in, where he decided, I like Tristan Jarry too, after virtually everybody else in the organization that has any sway told him they like Tristan Jarry.
So what? You're the GM. You're coming in with a big stick.
You would think.
The team had missed the playoffs. He was not Matt Murray or Marc-Andre Fleury, who had helped them win Stanley Cups. In fact, he's never won a series as a Penguins goaltender.
They don't even remind me, though, like that. That's where the analogy sort of doesn't fall apart for me, that they've become kind of like the Pirates. Give me a dynastic franchise that fell on like legitimate hard times, like the Yankees, I guess, of the 80s, right? Where there was maybe, we're the Yankees, like we do this, that, and the other. And then for a period of about 15 years, they were kind of irrelevant in baseball. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's right.
Like, I think it's the Penguins. Well, hey, we're the Penguins. We like this guy. You might be Kyle Dubas, but you come in here and fall in line. Like, that's more what it feels like the ashes of the empire here, trying to tell Kyle Dubas, we still do things a certain way here. Well, you don't get the results that dictate that you should do those things.
So who is Sidney Crosby? He's Nero watching Rome burn while playing the violin right now? I mean, that's the situation?
It is interesting that he didn't sign an extension instantly when he could.
I don't connect those dots yet. I'm not freaking out or panicking.
I'm not freaking out or panicking.
Too many people are telling me it's just a matter of time and it's a fait accompli.
Okay, but people thought it was a fait accompli that he'd sign one like practically the first second he was allowed to.
Right.
And
maybe he's on vacation and they're waiting for him to come back and sign it, like when Arthur Smith was in Turks and Caicos when the Steelers wanted to announce him as offensive coordinator.
Crosby's probably in like in Cole Harbour reading Civil War books or something.
Another thing from Yoey and his story today on it was, is Crosby displeased with the team's direction? And his answer to his own rhetorical question was maybe. Maybe.
Isn't the answer there supposed to be yes or no? Or is maybe hinting enough towards yes that we're supposed to read into it?
I think he's saying it's possible because what Kyle Dubas is doing shows a lack of faith in this team's ability to win.
Well, that's one where, by the way, I would then technically support Dubas because he's at least looking at that part of it through clear eyes.
You know what? I'll actually bring it back to the Pirates one more time with the Penguins. You know what this is for them? It's a bridge year.
2016?
It's a bridge year. It has all the makings of a bridge year. We still have a nucleus that Dubas is trying to say we can contend with, but just not right now. And we need to reset a little bit before we can contend again.
When has a bridge year worked for a team? Like a true bridge year. Like literally,
Chris,
we are going to do this one time.
When is a team made up of stars largely in their late 30s won anything? Never. These are all things that they're trying to be the first at.
And you try to surmount history like that when you think you are borderline infallible.
I mean, Donnie, am I saying anything that you want to push back on here? Do you see similarities between our three teams and in their approach to the way they're doing things?
No, I actually brought it up last night, like how all three teams seem to be in the same spot. Now, maybe they're coming in different directions. Like, maybe you see the arrow pointed a little bit up for the Pirates because of the pitchers that they have, the young pitchers that they have. Specifically, you kind of see the Steelers have been
their arrow is pointed up, I think, the Steelers more than the Pirates because they have new blood who has had two great drafts and is clearly trying to reshape.
But we don't know if they have
image.
An answer at the most important position of
and
the
that,
whole sport.
Yes, obviously, that's a huge problem.
And they've been,
but still,
they've been mostly at that same spot for a handful of years now. The Penguins, the arrow's absolutely down. They're coming from the top, and they might be going down faster, much faster than the other two teams are going up.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.